Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:47 on a Friday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for sticking around with us. Well, the National Stroke Association reports that more than 425,000 women suffer a stroke every year. That's about 55,000 more strokes than men suffer. So a newly released study on the effect of women's alcohol consumption on their stroke risk is drawing a lot of attention. To get the details, I'm joined by the study author, Dr. Monique Jimenez, the epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, a teaching affiliate of Harvard Medical School. Dr. Jimenez, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Now, this was no small study. You looked at the data on nearly 84,000 women. So what did you find when it comes to their alcohol consumption related to their stroke risk?
Sure. We found that low to moderate alcohol intake was associated with reduced risk of total stroke. We also found that higher levels of intake were not associated with reduced risk in this population, which really emphasizes the importance of moderation.
Now, why is it that it appears that low to moderate alcohol consumption helps avoid getting a stroke?
Well, alcohol can potentially reduce risk of stroke by preventing blood clots and also lowering HDL, which is the good cholesterol, but alcohol is kind of like a double-edged sword because higher levels of alcohol intake might increase risk of blood pressure and atrial fibrillation, which are both risk factors for stroke.
Is it clear why women have so many more strokes than men do every year?
Well, that's one of the big debates in this particular line of research. That's an area that I have focus my career.
Mm-hmm.
We don't totally know. A lot of debate focuses around whether there's hormonal reasons.
I see. So the suspicion is that it's a biologically based, not necessarily anything about lifestyle choices.
It could be both. I don't think we know the answer, to be honest.
I see. Now, when we talk about women and their stroke risk, is it then typically something that happens in their older years? Is there an age where they're much more susceptible to having a stroke?
Well, so that's part of the key issue, is that women tend to live a little bit longer than men. And so we see the issue with women having strokes. Well, most people have strokes later in life anyways, and so women are certainly at higher risk in their later years.
Now, your research found that almost 30% of the women reported they never drank alcohol. 35% reported that they drank very little. Is it advisable at this point for women to have at least one drink a day?
That's a really important point that you bring up. We do not advocate women to start drinking. So our results are really in line with the American Heart Association guidelines for, you know, moderate drinking of less than or one drink a day for women who do drink. But we don't advocate the initiation of drinking for women who don't drink. There are plenty of ways to keep your risk of stroke low with healthy lifestyle modification.
I'm talking to Dr. Monique Jimenez, the epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, a teaching affiliate of Harvard Medical School, about her new study that looks at stroke risk for women and how alcohol is involved in that. I guess part of the issue, Monique, is that most women and most people in general, they don't really have one drink, right? They may have two or three in an evening. Let's say two at least. Is that a problem generally for women's health if they do have, let's say, a couple of drinks?
Well, I think the issue is binge drinking. So this is an on average type of recommendation, but binge drinking has absolutely been associated with increased risk of stroke. We were not able to assess binge drinking in this population because we just didn't have the data to look at that in our data set. However, from other studies, we do know that binge drinking is associated with increased risk of stroke. So one certainly does have to be careful of binge drinking.
And when it comes to stroke risk for women, what are considered the most significant factors that could lead to increasing that risk?
Well, hypertension is one of the key risk factors for stroke. And that's probably the heaviest hitter. Controlling hypertension is really key. And so hypertension is a very prevalent condition. Also, diabetes is strongly associated with stroke risk as well. So also another prevalent condition. So a lot of the key lifestyle factors that we commonly think of, hypertension, diabetes, BMI, weight. So physical activity, these are all the common lifestyle factors that we think about just for our overall cardiovascular health and our overall general health will also lower your risk of stroke.
Well, obviously the alcohol angle of your study drew a lot of attention. Although, did you look at other factors when it comes to consumption and lifestyle choices for women and the risk of stroke to them, such as drinking coffee and other things?
Not in this particular study. We did not.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, but those are certainly very interesting lifestyle factors that have been looked at in this cohort.
So where is the research heading? I mean, it sounds like this is not an advice to women to drink alcohol. So when it comes to searching for risk factors for women, getting a stroke and the types of things that can reduce that, what avenues are you pursuing at this point beyond looking at alcohol consumption?
Well, I think a lot of the research is focused on healthy lifestyle behaviors. So the American Heart Association is focused on healthy lifestyle modifications and focused on the positive aspects of healthy lifestyle. And so many people in our group at the Harvard School of Public Health are interested in evaluating adherence to these to the Simple Seven, which are the AHA healthy lifestyle behaviors, and how those influence cardiovascular health. So I think that might get at what you're asking. And
One more thing for our listeners, then, who are concerned about their own risk of a stroke. What kind of things can they do to? I guess you can't really prevent a stroke sometimes, but maybe to prepare to be ready to minimize the effect of a stroke and maybe to get a sense of if they're at serious risk.
Sure. I think part of the things to be careful of are to understand sort of the signs of a stroke and to understand your risk factors. So it's important to have the conversation with your physician on whether or not you are at risk for a stroke. And that is certainly key.
What is the sign? You're about to have a stroke or you're having a stroke. What kind of a symptom are you going to have then?
Sure. So some of the symptoms for a stroke would be if you're having slurred speech or if you're having visual impairments or if you're having a hard time maybe using one arm or, usually the stroke symptoms are difficult are bilateral, so you'll have a hard time on one side of your body versus the other, or you may have like a droopy side of your face versus another. There may be cognitive symptoms such as a hard time remembering something. So it's often if you feel if somebody feels that they're at risk for a stroke, it's good to talk about these things with other members of the family so that those people can be aware of the signs and they can look for those types of symptoms in the person that might be at risk.
Dr. Monique Jimenez, the epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, a teaching affiliate of Harvard Medical School. Dr. Jimenez, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.